the Bruins Postgame Show on Sports Radio WEEI with Brian Barrett. The Boston Bruins fall in Game 7 to the Blues. React and talk about it here. Dial 617-779-7937. Bruins Postgame with Brian Barrett on Sports Radio WEEI.
The Conn Smythe Trophy is awarded to the most valuable player in the playoffs. This player is tied as leading scorer for the playoffs and the leading scorer for the Stanley Cup Final. Ryan O'Reilly, come get the Conn Smythe Trophy.
Oh, man, that's got to be way sweeter. I got to say, that has got to be way sweeter to get the Conn Smythe Trophy on the road with hearing all those fans in the background booing. By the way, if I'm a fan at the Garden tonight, I'm out of there. Are you kidding me? After the game, I'm going to stick around for the trophy celebration. Get out of the damn building. I don't want to stick around and see somebody get the Conn Smythe Trophy and the Stanley Cup at the Garden. Are you kidding me? I'm out of there. 617-779-7937 is the number. Brian Barrett with you for the next 3 hours or so. That was supposed to be Tuukka's, but his team unable to bail him out tonight when they had all those opportunities in the first period, unable to come through. And you heard it there. Ryan O'Reilly wins the Conn Smythe. Ryan O'Reilly, okay? Who thought coming into this series that Ryan O'Reilly would be the best player on the ice? And that's exactly what happened. Ryan O'Reilly stepped up for his team. Ryan O'Reilly carried the St. Louis Blues in this series. That guy was absolutely outstanding. 8 points, including the most pivotal goal tonight to get the scoring started, I should say, for the Blues, as he put that one in on the redirect after Bo Meester fired one to the net. Ryan O'Reilly again, Johnny on the spot, puts one in the back of the net. The guy said after last game that he was the reason his team lost. Because remember, he set up the Bruins on that 5-on-3 opportunity the other night where Marchand scored. Remember, he set them up because he had the delay of game penalty. And Ryan O'Reilly said, I'm going to be better next game. He apologized despite the fact that he'd been the best player on the ice for the whole series. He apologized to his team. He said, this is on me. You knew right then and there that the Blues were going to respond to their guy. Think about it. Their star, and that's not even their best player coming into the series. Vladimir Tarasenko is. And Tarasenko had a good series, too. I'm not taking anything away from him. But Ryan O'Reilly's not the guy you expected. In fact, he wasn't good in the Dallas series. Wasn't even good in the Dallas series. Ryan O'Reilly just completely outplays your guys. You're thinking about it from the Patrice Bergeron perspective. Brad Marchand, all these guys. Ryan O'Reilly was the best forward on the ice in this series, and nobody thought that would be the case coming into this series. And the Bruins, in terms of their top line, their top players in general, this was embarrassing. This was an embarrassing series for them. They were almost going to get away with it, and they got themselves another opportunity in a Game 7 to show up. And guess what happens? They don't show up. Brad Marchand tonight, he was a liability on the ice. Not only was he not just like playing even with them, he was actually a liability. He had an opportunity early in this game on the power play, did Brad Marchand, where he didn't pull the shot quick enough. And he allowed Binnington time to recover. Binnington makes a save. Then what happens later on in the period? Brad Marchand, in that particular scenario, what does he do? He needs to get off the ice for a line change with 10 seconds left, allows Pietrangelo to skate by him, and that gives the Blues a 2-0 lead. Are you kidding me? You talked about to the team about how tough it was to lose in 2013 to the Blackhawks, and how seriously everybody needs to take this opportunity because of the fact that you don't want to be on the other side of this. And with 10 seconds left in the period, you couldn't muster up the energy to stay on the ice and not allow Pietrangelo to just skate right by you. I'm sympathetic to the fact that you're giving it your all, but you got to stay on the ice there, and you got to make sure Pietrangelo doesn't get a wide open opportunity on Tuukka Rask. I mean, what an absolute disastrous performance by the guy that led your team in scoring this year in Brad Marchand. He did not have a great series in general. 4 points. 4 points in the series for Marchand. And or 5 points, rather, okay? Sorry, he had 5 points. Oh, by the way, the two goals that Marchand had in this series, One of them was on an empty netter. Okay, that's one of the goals. The other goal he had was on a 5-on-3 opportunity. So what exactly did he give you in even strength situations in the series? He gave you absolutely nothing. He gave you squat. He didn't show up to the series. That's what happened. He didn't show up to the series. Now, I understand the Blues have great defensemen. Parayko had his number. Pietrangelo had his number. But that's the point. This is supposed to be the strength of the Bruins team, this top line, and they did not show up for the series. And Brad Marchand, in particular, did not show up tonight, and what an egregious error he made at the end of the period. You look at Patrice Bergeron. Where was he in this series? And I know we're going to hear about he's been playing through something, right? That's what we'll hear, that Patrice Bergeron was playing through something throughout this postseason. But he was on the ice, and guys play through things all the time. He was on the ice in this series. Patrice Bergeron, 4 points. He does not have a point in the series since game one. He had one goal in the series. Okay, so you think about it coming into the series. Your two best players are what? Patrice Bergeron and Brad Marchand. They combined in this series for 3 goals. Ryan O'Reilly himself had 5 goals, and he had 8 points in this series. That's the issue you look at right now, is Ryan O'Reilly just grossly outplayed not one of your best players, two of your best players, the guys that you needed to show up, the perennial all-stars, if you will, the one guy that had 100 points, and Patrice Bergeron, who's been one of the best players in the NHL for a number of years now. He did not show up whatsoever, okay? O'Reilly himself had more goals than both those guys. That's absolutely embarrassing from a Bruins perspective. Marchand in the series, -2. And really, it should have been -3 because he got off the ice before Pietrangelo scored. It really should have been -3. He's the one that allowed Pietrangelo to score, put them up 2-0. And at that point, you could have put the kids to bed because you knew the game was over. Against that team, against that defensive group that the Blues have, that game was over. You could have put your kids to bed. You could have gone to bed yourself because the game was over. I could have told you that at that particular point in time. If you wanted to stick around for the misery, stick around for the misery, but the game was over. Marchand blew the game right there. It was done. You were not coming back 2-0 against the Blues. So it really should have been -3. Bergeron in the series, -4. O'Reilly in the series, a +5 for the Blues. What's the difference in the series? The difference is the fact that their star player and Ryan O'Reilly showed up, and the star players for the Bruins, quite frankly, they were not up to par. They were not there for this team. And I look at a couple of different things. I look at a couple of different things. The thing that really sticks out to me, and the thing that hurts you as somebody that has been watching this Bruins team for a number of years, and you think about these Bruins teams over the past decade, what they've always been known for is their toughness. These Bruins teams have always been known for their toughness. That's one of the calling cards for the Bruins. You can live with the fact that they lose to the Lightning in a series last year where they're outskilled. You just say, you know what? The Lightning were the better team. That's the reality of the situation. The Lightning were better. They outskilled us. But what you can't live with is the fact that you were bullied in the series up and down the ice for 7 games. You were bullied in this series, and that's how you lost the series. You never punched the bully back. You allowed the bully to punch you, and you didn't punch back. Yeah, you got a couple of wins. You got 3 wins, but you couldn't protect your home ice. Couldn't even protect your home ice in this series. You lost 3 games at the Garden. Yeah, okay. You won Game 3, 7-2. Oh, great. You won by 5 goals. Yeah, they were all power play stuff. What did you do in even strength situations? Absolutely squat. Absolutely squat. You look at, oh, yeah, you win the other night, and everybody's like, oh, yeah, 5-1, here we go. Getting ready for Game 7. Bruins have the momentum, which is a stupid thing anyway. There's no momentum. It's a game-to-game type scenario. But anyway, in that game, you get a 5-on-3 goal, and then you get a lucky goal in the Carlo situation in the third period to go up 2-0. So really, that game even, you were kind of lucky in that particular scenario to win that game. Not that you were lucky to win, but the way it went down, it was misleading is what I should say. The 5-1 final score, if you will, in that Game 6, that was misleading. That did not really feel like a 5-1 game. In fact, I was worried that the Bruins are going to lose that game after they go up 1-0 on the Marchand 5-on-3 goal. It felt like it was just a matter of time until the Blues were going to break through, and quite frankly, Tuukka Rask had his best game of the series.
Did you predict the Blues to win the series, or did you predict the Bruins to win?
I thought the Bruins were going to win before, but
at what point in the series did you think that there was going to be a major issue?
After Game 2. And then they respond in Game 3, and I'm like, eh, you know, it's a power play. I'm not so sure about that. And then in Game 4, we saw how tough the Blues were. And then in Game 5, I mean, that was just incredible by the Blues to come here with all the emotion that the Bruins had going. Chara comes back from the injury and whatnot. You felt at that particular juncture that the Bruins were going to take over, but no, they couldn't do it. Okay.
I think the hardest thing to predict in this game was how Binnington played, because I think that most of the predictions and everything was basing everything off of Binnington playing the way he had earlier in the season and earlier in the series when he actually completely stepped it up.
Yeah, Binnington was great. That's the one thing about Binnington is throughout this series, the guy has bounced back. Okay, he had a horrible game in Game 2. He showed up for Game 3. He was not particularly good in Game 6, and he shows up and He plays well in Game 7. You had opportunities, though. That's when I go back to the Bennington thing. The thing I point to with Bennington is Game 2. That's when you needed to take advantage of Bennington. You should have beaten the Blues in Game 2 of the series, but for whatever reason, the Bruins weren't putting the puck on the net in that Game 2. You had 23 shots in Game 2. That's it. And Bennington was giving up juicy rebound after juicy rebound. You had Coyle and Nordstrom get soft goals, and you didn't test Bennington enough. You had an opportunity to put them away 2-0, and you go back to St. Louis, where they're terrible at home in this postseason. They were just 6-7. You had an opportunity right then and there to end the series. Game 2, I go back to that moment. You had the opportunity to deliver the knockout blow, and you couldn't do it. You couldn't do it. You didn't put enough shots on net. 617-779-7937 is the number. Brian Barrett with you for the next 3 hours or so here on WEI. If you want to weigh in on your Bruins going down tonight to the St. Louis Blues, certainly welcome to do so. Let's get to Joe. What's up, Joe?
How you doing, Brian?
Good. What do you got, man?
Thank you. Good. Thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
Brian, you know, I've been listening to your station. Love the station. Love the host. But, you know, it's been a complete diatribe of, you know, the Blues have been, you know, goons, and they can't play the game, and this is wrong, and that's wrong, and the refs gave it to them and everything else. Nothing could be further from the truth. I mean, you know, our guys didn't, I agree with you, our guys didn't show up. They didn't play the game. And the other part about it was, here we are listening today to Dale and a few of those other clowns talking about that, you know, no matter what, you know, Tuca is going to be the MVP. Like, what a joke. I mean, Tuca tonight was disastrous. He was completely out of place.
Well, Joe, in fairness, though, if the Bruins won this game, Tuca was going to win the Conn Smythe. I mean, you would not debate that. I mean, the guy was outstanding until this game. And look, he was not great in this game, but I don't really put this one, Joe, I don't put this on Tuca. I look at the missed opportunities in that first period. How many chances were the Bruins going to get?
I don't either, but you know what I mean? All I'm saying, Brian, is, you know, he wasn't as close as people said about him being a big hero in this series. He wasn't.
I thought he was great in Game 6, Joe.
The only games they won, Tuca won them for him, Brian. I agree with you.
Mm-hmm.
Whatever games they won, Tuca won them for them. Right, but the other guys who were supposed to deliver, they didn't.
Yeah, no, that's exactly my point.
Then, of course, we turn on, you know, they're goons. They're out to injure Tuca and all this stuff. I don't believe that. I don't think tonight that even there was any hint of that at all. It's all pure hockey. You know what I mean? It was a pure hockey game tonight.
Yeah, look, I mean,
and when it came to pure hockey, they couldn't play the game with them. They couldn't get down low with them, and that's just the way it ended up. You know what I mean?
Joe, I appreciate the call. Yeah, I appreciate the call. Joe, you can grab his line if you'd like to at 617-779-7937. I get the gist of his point. Now, he did mention the call earlier on in the series. I'm not going back to that. That's not why the Bruins lost the series, okay? Now, first of all, I understand it. It was the double whammy, if you will, where they missed the penalty and you give the Blues a scoring opportunity. But what was going to guarantee the Bruins were going to pick up that goal just because they scored later? You're playing with a 2-0 lead. It's different than playing with a 1-0 lead. So we can't just go back in time and say it definitely would have been 1-1 and they definitely would have gone to overtime. I don't buy into that. I'm sorry. Quite frankly, I don't. Okay, I don't. And you can overcome these things. You can overcome calls in sporting events, not to mention the fact that you still had a Game 6 that you won and you still had a Game 7 on your home ice that you had the opportunity to win. So I'm not going back to the calls in that game and saying that's the reason that the Bruins did not win the series. The Bruins didn't win the series because the Blues were better than them. And the Bruins didn't win the series because the Bruins stars decided they weren't going to show up for the series against the Blues. The reality is the Blues were bigger, the Blues were stronger, and they dominated the Bruins from a physicality standpoint. That's what happened for the gist of this series. And for people that keep saying throughout the series that, oh, the Bruins were the better team. Okay, yeah, they were the better team during the regular season. They had this unbelievable power play. I get all of those things. But they weren't the better team in this series. What do you point to? The fact that they had a 7-2 win, that's why? Because they had one lopsided win? That counts the same. That counts the same as the game the Blues win. I never felt like at any point that the Bruins were going to dominate this series. Maybe before because we hadn't seen enough of the Blues, if you will. Although the thing that scared me is if this goes deep, the Blues are going to continue to take your guys out, and it's not like they really did. I mean, Grizzlick missed a bunch of time, but other than that, it's not like they were taking your guys out. Chara, that's a weird situation where he gets hit with the puck. Tuukka Rask played great for the first six games. There were some opportunities tonight where he could have come up with a clutch save, and he didn't. I mean, but most of those, I don't really put on Tuukka Rask tonight. I look at the fact that in the first period of this game, you're out shooting them 12-4. You have nothing to come away with. You have absolutely nothing to come away with. in that first period. I mean, that's the thing. The Bruins were defeated there. They were mentally checked out after that. You got a power play opportunity you can't cash in. Marchand, who is this great goal scorer, takes forever to get the puck off his stick. You give Binnington time to recover. Crealy had an opportunity to put one in. You had a situation where Krejci had an opportunity to score. You had all these opportunities early in the game, and Binnington kept turning you down, and Binnington kept coming through. And you could not crack Binnington tonight. After everything that has transpired throughout this series, where Binnington at times has been very vulnerable. He was vulnerable in game 2. You didn't take advantage of it. There's been many times in this series where you have been able, or you should have been able, to take advantage of him, and you didn't. So I'm not putting this on officials, and I'm not going to listen to the fact that the Blues or the Bruins were the better team. They weren't the better team. They got grossly outplayed by the Blues. Look, styles make fights. If you look at a regular season record, the Bruins are going to have a better regular season record because they're the more skilled team. But guess what? You got roughed up. You got roughed up like you roughed up Vancouver in 2011. That's what happened. They got out-roughed, and tonight they got outworked after the first period. You put everything into that first period. You threw your haymaker, and you weren't able to come through. 617-779-7937 is the number. Let's get to Nick. He's in Weymouth. What up, Nick?
Hey, yeah, I just echo what you just said, actually. The Blues got two guys under 6 feet tall. Eight guys under 200 pounds. The Bruins got nine guys under 6 feet tall and 16 under 200 pounds. Now, you got to give the Bruins credit throughout the series for going against that size. However, one thing that was highlighted for me, they cannot forecheck, right? You have to be able to forecheck to keep the puck in the zone, which is what they cannot do. And maybe the size is stuff to do it. I tell you, I see big problems next year. Your goalie's a little bit older. I like him. Still like Rask can win with him, but you got a couple of aging guys. I think Krejci needs to go. Bergeron, I like him, but maybe you need to trade him to get something good. Not better than him, but younger is what I'm saying. They've got a good core of young guys.
Nick, hold on a sec. I agree with your point that, look, this may have been your last opportunity with this core group because you look at it.
Yeah,
you mentioned some of these guys. We know that Char is older. He's 42. Bergeron's going to turn 34. You have Krejci that's 33 years old. And you look at some of the other young teams in this league. I mean, Toronto's going to be a beast. Now, I understand that Marner's up for restricted free agency and whatnot, but I can't imagine they don't pull all the salary cap gymnastics they can possibly do to keep that guy. Tampa's still a relatively young team. You look at Kucherov and Point, and even Stamkos is younger than your guys. I mean, he's 29 years old. So you look at some of these teams around the league, like you think about it, it was set up for you. It was on a platter for you. You didn't have to play Washington. Right. You didn't have to play Tampa. It was on a platter for you, and you get credit for winning, right? You get credit for winning those series, but this was here for you, and you didn't pull it off. It was just an opportunity you let go through your hands.
And they lost 3 at home, right?
Yeah, they lost 3 at home. I mean, you lose a game 7 at home. What was the point?
No, what I'm saying is you got no business even winning that series if you're going to lose 3 at home.
I'm with you, Nick. They had no business winning that series. Appreciate the phone call. You can grab his line if you like it. 617-779-7937. You had no business winning that series. I mean, you were outplayed at even strength. That's the bottom line. You were outplayed even strength throughout this series. I understand people want to point, 7-2. We win 5-1. Yeah, the 5-1 game was weird. The 7-2 game, that was all in power plays, and the Blues got out of character. Okay, you couldn't protect your home ice. That's what it comes down to. The Blues came into your building tonight and beat you. That's what happened. And they knew they had you. They knew they had you when you couldn't do anything for the first 15, 16 minutes of that game. You were putting all the pressure on them. And their goalie, the 25-year-old rookie, was turning everything away. They knew they had you. Once you couldn't score there, demoralized. Then the Ryan O'Reilly goal late in the period. I mean, that was it. And then you have Petrangelo goal, 2-0, where your star player, Brad Marchand, that's one of the more unforgivable things you'll see. A line change. He's looking for a line change. He can't stay on the ice for the final couple of minutes. Let's get to Steve in Rhode Island. What's up, Steve?
I thought it was really interesting that, in the first period, actually in the very first half of the first period, it looked like St. Louis had much more energy, and they were really playing really hard. But I couldn't believe how many basically point-blank shots the Bruins had in that period and couldn't convert. And I honestly don't think I've ever seen a hockey game where that many point-blank shots were taken without the ability to convert. So it was, to me, I would agree with you. I think that the Blues were the better team throughout the series. I always felt impending doom as a Boston fan. Mm-hmm. I thought that they were going to lose. And I never felt comfortable. And as good as the Bruins played, I think the Blues outplayed them.
I appreciate the call, Steve. You can grab his line if you'd like at 617-779-7937. To his point, the game was lost in the first period. You look at the missed opportunities. Johansson gets that sloppy turnover from the Blues. He can't do anything with it, and Binnington made a great play on the poke check there. And I get the puck was on the edge a little bit. Marchand can't pull the trigger quick enough on that power play opportunity where Bergeron gives him an unbelievable feed. Pastrnak, two one-timers in the first period, can't do anything with either one of them, and one of them he whiffs. He just flat-out whiffs on a one-timer. 617-779-7937. Let's get to Nick in Chicopee. What's up, Nick?
Hello. Hi, how are you?
Good. What do you got, man?
So, from what I've seen from this last series, the Bruins... All right, so, Tuukka, I give Tuukka the utmost respect. If you look at his head and his line of sight from watching the puck and watching where the puck is coming from, his head was laterally on point. His movements, and tonight, even though he gave up the goals, like, he was in good position. The puck was just put out of a spot that he couldn't block it. Like, he was in spot, in position to defend it. And I play hockey, and I'm a goaltender, so, like, I understand it. Like, he did his best. He was in position, but just the puck was put up out of a spot that he couldn't do anything about it.
Yeah, Nick, I appreciate the call. I appreciate the call, and I understand your point. You can grab his line if you'd like. It's 617-779-7937. I'm not going to blame Tuukka either. I get his point. He's saying he took out the right angles and all that. Maybe he could have made some kind of save on Pietrangelo at the end of the period. But other than that, I don't really see Tuukka being an issue in this series. If you're going to blame Tuukka for losing this, then you're really missing the point. It's Bergeron, it's Marchand, it's those players. It's not Tuukka. The series is not on Tuukka. All right, a lot more to get into. We'll hear from the head coach, Bruce Cassidy, in just a little bit. We'll continue to take your phone calls at 617-779-7937 if you'd like to vent. We'll get you trending in just a second here on WEI.
This is the Bruins Postgame Show on Sports Radio WEI with Brian Barrett. The Boston Bruins fall in Game 7 to the Blues. React and talk about it here. Dial 617-779-7937. Bruins Postgame with Brian Barrett on Sports Radio WEI.
All right, well, this is your place to vent tonight after your Boston Bruins go down on their home ice for the third time in this series, this time 4-1 to the St. Louis Blues, and it's the Blues that are hoisting up the Stanley Cup tonight. Remember, Bruce Cassidy, before tonight's game, said that he just wanted his name on the damn cup. Well, it's not going to be on the cup just yet because his team lost tonight, but nonetheless, here was Bruce Cassidy tonight on his team going down.
It's an empty feeling. It's a long year. Someone had to win, someone had to lose, and we came out on the wrong side of it. It's not the way you picture it. It's as simple as that. So
this team has been very close all year. What does it say about the leadership of Zdeno and Patrice to get this group to where it got to?
Well, I've said it all year. They're second to none in the National Hockey League, in my opinion. Big reason why we were able to get this far. Just, you know, the way they conduct their business, their professionalism, how they approach training, just everything you need to be a good pro. And they're doing their best to pass it on to the young guys and pay it forward. And, you know, hopefully the next generation of Bruins are their equals in that department.
Front left.
Bruce, what was the message you tried to relay to the rest of your team post-game?
Well, there wasn't much to say. There's nothing I can really say in this moment, I believe, to other than I was proud of them. They should walk out of here with their heads up. That's it. There's no long speech. There just isn't. You know, I'll have an opportunity to catch up with the players in the next little while, but right now they don't want to hear anything from me.
Left side, third row, Kevin.
Bruce, what was the impact of that first period? So the double whammy there where you're getting a lot of chances, and then you allow those two late ones. Was it hard to shake off there into the second?
Well, obviously, it played out that way. I think it just gives them more life. I think we're going to keep playing. We're a resilient group. We have all year. We've played through a lot of stuff. You know, obviously, you get in the room, and you figure, you know, the hockey gods aren't really on your side. They did what they had to do to put the puck in the net, and we didn't at the end of the day in the first period. So I think it gives them a lot of life. Any team, good defensive team, and we are both that has a lead, has done a good job with it in this series. So we knew it was an uphill battle, but the game wasn't over. We talked about that. I don't think anybody was down after the first period. We just knew the task at hand was going to be a challenge. We had to play a certain way, and I guess we didn't in the second period. I don't think we played the proper way to generate offense, considering, you know, the way their goaltender played in the first period. You're going to have to get some screens and second chances, and I don't think we did enough of that in the second period to give us some life, unfortunately.
Right side, third row.
Kevin's kind of stole my question a little bit, but the Blues, the best thing they did in this series seemed to be hem you guys in so that you sustain zone time. You guys didn't really have that problem tonight. Where did you find it to be hard to break through and make it your game, really?
Well, I don't think we managed the puck as well as we needed to in a Game 7. You know, it showed up in the second goal. They did a good job in the first goal. They knocked us off the puck twice. They get it low to high, and then it goes either on net or down. You know, that was their game. They got the high tip. They got a fortunate, you know, kind of bounce there. But, you know, they worked for it. Again, the second one, we just didn't manage the puck. We kind of, you know, missed an assignment, and they made a play, a nice play, Pietrangelo. But you're probably a different game if it's 1-0 coming out of the first. I do believe that. I'm not saying we would have won or lost. I'm not a mind reader, but I do believe it gave them a lot of juice for a period that they, you know, if they looked at it objectively, probably felt, should have felt that they got outplayed, but they're up 2-0 on the scoreboard, and that's all that matters.
They're on the ropes. Congratulations on a great season.
Thank you.
We'll do one more question. Left side.
Bruce, obviously Tuukka being the goalie, there's going to be criticism at him, but I mean, just what can you say about the season he had to get you to this point?
Well, there really shouldn't be. I mean, we're a team. We scored a goal with 2 minutes left. I mean, he could have stood on his head and given up one. So, you know, they outplayed us at certain moments of the game at all positions, and that's why they won. You know, their second goal is a great play by their defenseman joining the rush. I mean, they finished some plays when they had to. We didn't. Obviously, Binnington made some big saves for him in the first period. But what can I say? He was terrific the whole playoffs. I'm sorry, was that your question about Tuukka after that? He was, like I said, excellent. He was our best player. And I don't think anybody's leaving the building tonight, unfortunately, you know, in our locker room saying they put their best foot forward, unfortunately. And that's not, you know, that's the whole group. We didn't get it done. Every position, coaching staff, whatever you want to say, they ended up being better than us and did what they had to do to win. That's it.
All right, that's head coach of the team, Bruce Cassidy, after they go down tonight 4-1, and the Bruins lose on their home ice to the Blues. 617-779-7937 is the number. A couple of things I want to react to real quickly off what Bruce Cassidy said. He alluded to the first goal, and he said they knocked us off the puck twice. Sammy Blais, remember, knocked Carlo off the puck. There's the turnover right there, and that's really the story of the series. The Blues were the more physical team, and that set up the goal that Ryan O'Reilly ends up deflecting in front of the net. Nothing Tuukka could really do on that one. A couple of other things. He was talking about the end of the first period there, and he said how that gave them more life, and the hockey gods were not on their side. I don't think this had anything to do with hockey gods. Your team could not execute when they had opportunities to finish, right? It's not like you were hitting the post or anything along those lines. You couldn't finish. Marchand had half the net open, and he couldn't put it in. He could not put it in the net. You had Corrali had an opportunity. Krejci had an opportunity. So this was about Binnington making plays and your guys not being able to cash in those particular scenarios. So I don't think it had anything to do with the hockey gods. Now, one thing I do totally agree with, what Bruce Cassidy said after the game, is he said it would have been a totally different game if it was just 1-0 after the first period. I felt like when it went to 2-0, the game was over, right? And especially the way it happened. One of your best players, Brad Marchand, makes that inexplicable error where he's looking for a line change and you just need 10 more seconds, man, and the period's over and Pietrangelo gets the goal. And then if you look at the second period, I felt like the Bruins really weren't generating anything from an offensive perspective. They did not have the same life they had in the first period, and it felt like the game was over right then and there. And you know how great this Blues defense has been throughout this postseason, and in particular in this series, where your main guys have not been able to do anything whatsoever, have not been able to do anything in terms of generating consistent chances. They have not been able to do that with the exception of the power play. So I knew right then and there that this game was over, and it seemed like, and I understand the coach didn't say it, but he did say that a 2-0 lead is a lot different than a 1-0 lead. He said, I'm not saying we win it, but it's a lot different. And I totally agree with what he's saying there. That was the backbreaker. And it was one of your best players who made that mistake. 617-779-7937. Let's get to Brian. He's in Ipswich. What's up, Brian?
Not too much. I'm Brian's agreeing with you right on that. That was the game right there with Marshawn. 5 seconds left. What is he doing? He's making a run to the bench instead of staying with his man. Mm-hmm. And after that, I mean, to just see the wind come out of their sails, that was it. And then after that, I mean, what's Cam and Donnie going to do now? What are they going to do? Are they going to stay with these Eastern Europeans? Are they going to stay with these guys? Or are they going to go what the Blues did? Don Cherry hockey, Western Canadian kids, American kids, a kid from Salem, Mass, scored one of the most important goals in the game.
Yeah, Sanford there, born in Salem, money, huh?
Guys.
Yeah, Sanford.
Yeah,
ended up playing at BC. Yeah, it's interesting, Brian, and I appreciate your phone call. You can grab his line if you'd like. It's 617-779-7937. It does kind of feel like the end, and I get a lot of people are high on McAvoy, as am I, and Carlo and stuff, but you think about this team, some of the stars, Bergeron now, got to be 34 in the summer. Krejci is 33. So your roster, your star players, and you give them credit for the way that they were able to rebuild on the fly, right? Not a lot of organizations can do this. You built around your core guys, and you added some nice young pieces. Like, the big thing they did is getting the puck-moving defenseman, right? The McAvoys of the world. And you have a guy like Carlo who can move the puck up and down the ice. So you were able to basically rebuild on the fly, which not only in the NHL, but in sports in general, it's really tough to rebuild on the fly. They were able to do it, but it does feel like now it's going to be the changing of the guard, and it does kind of feel like this was your last chance with this core group of players to be able to hoist the Stanley Cup, and you let it slip away, and it was all set up for you. Washington lost, Tampa lost. You had an easy way through the Eastern Conference, not to diminish the accomplishment, but you weren't able to cash in when you got to the Stanley Cup. One other thing that I would point out that Bruce Cassidy said, he said during the first intermission that nobody was down. I don't buy that. I don't buy the fact that he said nobody in that dressing room was down in between periods. The way that that thing ended, the way that you played so well through the first 16 minutes or so, and you couldn't cash in on any of those opportunities, not to mention you had a power play opportunity as well, the fact that you weren't able to cash in on any of those, and the way that the period ended with the Pietrangelo goal, I don't buy the fact that nobody was down in the dressing room, because you know what you're up against. You've been dealing with this for 6 games and a period up until that point. You know it's not easy to score on these guys. So I don't buy that whatsoever that nobody was down in the dressing room. He can say that, and maybe he feels that way. Maybe he actually believes that, but there's no way that was true. 617-779-7937. Let's get to Craig. He's in Amesbury. What's up, Craig?
What's going on, man? I just think I don't know, the Blues play better.
Yeah.
I think that, shame that we lost, but I think that they were more of
a... Craig, are you crying?
You know, I was out of breath. I climbed 3 or 5 stairs. So, I feel that the
LPS. All right, I appreciate the call, Craig. You got to bring it, man. Like, come on, man. You're walking up the stairs. You're out of breath. I don't know what was going on. I thought the guy was crying. Like, you got to bring it, Craig. Come on. Let's get to Bruce and Franklin. What's up, Bruce?
Yeah, listen. Just like Craig in wherever the hell he was.
Yeah, he's going up the stairs or something, Bruce. I don't know.
Hey, I'm here.
Yeah, go ahead.
You guys awake?
Yeah, go ahead.
So, listen, I got to tell you guys something. Just like Craig over there in Framingham, wherever the hell he was at, really failed to bring it in the second period, man. No life.
You're comparing him to Craig. I like that. Yeah.
They had nothing to do with winning the hockey game. All right? They're a good team, but they're also getting older at center. So, I don't know. I think they're cooked. I don't think there's anything left to do next year. What are your thoughts?
I'm kind of with you, Bruce, and I appreciate the phone call at 617-779-7937. I don't think this franchise is going to fall off a cliff or anything along those lines. I just think this is your opportunity. You look at the Stanley Cup, how difficult it is in that sport to get to the pinnacle. It is so damn difficult to get to that point. That's why Pittsburgh repeating a couple of years ago, we never see that in the NHL. It's so difficult to get there. And the way that it's set up for you this year, this was your golden opportunity, and that's what you do in a Game 7. That's what you do in a Game 7, is one of your best players, Brad Marchand, gets caught up on a line change and can't stick with Pietrangelo for 10 more seconds. You had missed opportunity after missed opportunity. It's really basically emblematic of what this opportunity was. You had missed opportunities, and that's exactly what this was. You had a chance to get your second Stanley Cup of the decade, and you weren't able to finish the job. That's the reality of it. And the Blues were the better team, but you earned home ice, and you had that game seven. The Blues had outplayed you up until this point in the series. I'm not looking at a 7-2 score earlier on in the series. This was your chance. This was your chance to end it on your home ice, and the Blues outplayed you, and Jordan Binnington was the best player on the ice tonight. 617-779-7937. Let's get to Johnny's in Chatham. What's up, John?
Hey, man. My whole thing rests on Marchand's shoulders, but I think the league sort of castrated the dude, and he doesn't have the fire that he did a couple years back, and I think it came back to bite him because we could have used that chippiness and somebody to get under their skin.
You know, that's interesting, John. So, John, that's interesting. So you would have liked to see him because, you know, the Blues were clearly the more physical team. You would have liked to see Marchand do the old Marchand tricks and try to get under their skin a little bit.
Exactly, man. It got him 100 points in the regular season, but what did it do for us in the playoffs? I mean, not much the entire playoff run. He seemed invisible.
Yeah. No, that's an interesting point. That's an interesting point. I appreciate the phone call. And the number is 617-779-7937. We'll continue to take your calls throughout the night. How bad of a loss is this for the Bruins? How does this compare to other losses we've had in recent years? Although there's been a lot of success in this town. Who do you put the blame on? Anything you want to hop on board with in terms of this Bruins loss tonight? Brian Barrett with you right here on WEI.
The Bruins Postgame Show on Sports Radio WEEI with Brian Barrett. The Boston Bruins fall in Game 7 to the Blues. React and talk about it here. Dial 617-779-7937. Bruins Postgame with Brian Barrett on Sports Radio WEEI.
Love these guys. We had a hell of a year. Anyway, we came very close, so I love every guy on this team, and I'm very proud of everyone that worked their ass off all year to get to this point. And, you know, we're a hell of a group. We came together. You know, we're like a family, so it hurts. You know,
Oh, man. That's tough to listen to. That's Brad Marchand after the game tonight, after the difficult 4-1 loss. And I have to imagine that it's even more difficult for him based on the way that he played tonight. Had an opportunity to score in the first period, had half the net open, couldn't deliver in that particular scenario. And to make matters worse, at the end of the first period, he's looking for a line change, and you got 10 seconds left, and Pietrangelo goes in for a goal. I mean, just inexplicable. You can't really defend Marchand in that particular scenario. So I have to imagine that it feels even worse because he was one of the reasons that this team lost tonight. And really, throughout this series, he didn't make his presence felt whatsoever. His two goals, a 5-on-3 and an empty netter. This is a guy that had 100 points during the regular season. When you need your stars to come through, it's in the Stanley Cup final, and he was nowhere to be found whatsoever in terms of a positive impact, if you will. The impact he had tonight was negative on the team. And you look at it, too, you think about how this guy got started here. In 2011, in that Game 7, two goals and an assist against Vancouver. Last time he played in the Stanley Cup final in 2013, no points. And then this series, this is a bad series for Marchand. There's no disputing that. This is not a good series for him. So the last two Stanley Cup finals that he played in, he was not good. I mean, that's the reality of what happened. And Marchand tonight, one of the biggest issues with this Bruins team. They went into that dressing room down 2-0. A lot of it goes on his shoulders. 617-779-7937. Let's get to Mike in North Providence. What's up, Mike?
Yeah, with regards to... Hi, Brian. Yeah, with regards to Tuukka, I think to blame him in any way for what happened is really, I mean, I know you're not.
Yeah.
He's completely misguided. The nearest chance that he had was the Marchand one. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You have
that's
a redirect.
Really, and that would have to have been unbelievable, Mike, if he was going to say that. It's basically a breakaway.
Yeah, I mean, it's like he had four. I mean, the last goal was completely unchecked. Guy sneaks in behind him. The third goal is he takes away on a one-timer almost the entire goal, but the guy hits a dart right on the far post. I mean, what he did his job. You couldn't expect anything more from him. So what I saw from this game was a Bruins team that almost from the opening, you know, right from the very beginning of the game, just didn't have a lot of – they didn't seem to have a lot of composure. They were constantly turning the puck over in weird ways. A guy would pass, one Bruin would pass to the other, and he's not handling it. And you're like, wait a second here. Like, it's almost like there's a force field around your stick. I mean, as far they outshot them 33-20, but that's only the shots they put on goal. They had so many more opportunities, as you're pointing out, where they just squandered them, mm-hmm. where they did not connect their passes, where there's the goal and it's open, and what are you doing with the puck? Oh, yeah, you're. I mean, I was watching time and again. You're like, if this guy was just a little bit more aware, anticipated a puck coming to him, maybe he could have poked it in. But no, the puck goes right by him. You see, you know what I'm talking about? They're just like, they weren't mentally into it.
Yeah, and I mean Mike, to your point, another thing is, like, on that power play there in the first period where they had an opportunity at one point, Pasternak brings it into the zone. He just loses it inexplicably. He's been terrible stick handling throughout this postseason, but in particular tonight, I mean, it was just garbage.
He whiffed on 2 one-timers. Like, he just swung right through him. He wasn't the only one, but that was a constant theme, and they just didn't seem to have whereas the Blues, with limited opportunities, when they got them, I mean, they were connecting. And they were putting good shots on goal, and when that thing came, when that opportunity arose, they were ready for it in a way that the Bruins just did not seem to be to me. And I'm not a huge hockey person, but it was really odd seeing them kind of seem to always be like a beat late. So
yeah, Mike, I appreciate the phone call, and you can grab his line if you'd like. It's 617-779-7937. And when you look at it too, is in a game 7, I get sometimes you get unsung heroes, if you will. But for the Blues, that wasn't the case. Their best players showed up. Ryan O'Reilly with the deflection in front of the net. Petrangelo with the goal at the end of the period. Their guys showed up. Their goalie, Jordan Binnington, he showed up. He played outstanding. Your guys, your star players, were nowhere to be found tonight. Throughout this series, they were nowhere to be found. Bergeron, Marchand, Pastrnak, Krejci. Krejci had 1 point in the entire series. And I get I'm sympathetic to the fact that they can never find this guy a right wing for whatever reason. But your best players didn't show up. That's the reality of the series. All right, I don't want to hear about, oh, the Bruins' power play, the best power play since the 1985 or 1981 Islanders, whatever it is. Like, well, then why couldn't they capitalize and win the series? That's what I look at, is this team did not get the production from its star players throughout this series. That's where the series was lost. Their star players did not show up whatsoever. And it seemed like, too, the most demoralizing thing about this loss is you got beat by a bully. They were bigger than you, they were stronger than you, and they took it to you. And the Bruins were supposed to be able to outskill this team, and quite frankly, they were not up to the task. Let's get to Sean in Idaho. What's up, Sean?
Yeah, thanks, Brian, for taking my... Oh, can you hear me?
Yeah, go ahead, Sean.
Am I on?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah, thanks. Yeah, hello, Brian. Yeah, I'm hanging in there. I mean, this was a really just a frustrating loss. I mean, this is one of the worst nights of my life. It's not the end of the world, but, you know, to lose the cup... not once, but twice on the home ice, just hurts. I mean, the Blackhawks, that was bad because there was miscommunication, 2 goals in 17 seconds. Sorry, Bruin fans. I know that this one hurts to bring that one up. And then, of course, tonight, you know, all day I felt great about our chances, but there was absolutely no energy in the Boston Bruins. And, you know, they may have come in second, but I consider that to be last and to be a failure. You want to be number one, because that is what you're going for when you're trying to win a title. I mean, you know, you're asking too, Brian, about some of the heartbreaking losses. You know, ones I remember was like, you know, 98, losing in 4 games to the Indians or the Red Sox, 5 to the Yankees. 03 was a nightmare. I mean, when we lost in 7 games in 03, the Patriots losing the Super Bowls, that one hurt, you know, against the Giants and, of course, the Eagles. I mean, not once, but twice, with the Patriots against the Giants. And then, of course, you know, you look at the Celtics, of course, losing in 7 games in 2010. So it definitely goes up there. It's a very tough one to swallow. And, you know, if you're the Bruins, you know, I put the blame on the lack of energy. I mean, where was the body language? I'm screaming at the TV, excuse me, everybody, but I'm screaming at the TV and I'm saying, shoot the puck, move the puck. And apparently, you know, I hate when the Bruins do this in the playoffs. When they play with the lack of energy, that is a red flag, and you're seeing it right away with them. So, and I don't think the Blues are going to get any congratulatory from me. I'm just, look, I know they played better than us, but, you know, You're lucky that the officials bailed you out in game five.
Oh, come on, John. That's not the reason the Bruins lost the series, though. Yeah, they got an advantageous situation in that game, but that's not why the Bruins lost the series. They were outplayed. Well, you said it yourself. They were outplayed.
They were outplayed, absolutely. And when the Bruins do that, that's wrong. But this is going to be a tough one to swallow. I mean, it really hurts. I mean, also, let's not forget how bad it was to lose in seven games to the Cavaliers last year for the Celtics. And I was saying after the Patriots won it this year, I said, I'd like to see more championships coming from the Bruins and the Celtics. I do believe they're there, but
yeah,
I think the Bruins have, I mean, the Bruins have big decisions to make, but our
no
time
doubt
will
about
be
that. And Sean,
Bruins
I appreciate the call. Sorry, I got to cut you off. I appreciate the call. Yeah, this is way worse than the Celtics. If the Celtics beat the Cavaliers, they were sacrificial lambs for the Warriors celebration. I mean, they had no chance whatsoever. This is significantly worse than that, especially considering everything that happened to put you in this place to have a chance to win on your home ice and you lose. That's the reality. This is way worse than that one. I mean, we can go through this later on if you'd like, but we can hear from some of the guys tonight after they lose this one. And the reality of this is, to me, this is the big thing to me. This is the highlight, if you will, of the series. Their stars showed up. Yours didn't. Your perfection line was non-existent whatsoever. Not to mention the fact that they out-tough you, they out-muscled you, and they completely outplayed you, especially on your home ice tonight. It was embarrassing. And after the second goal, it was over. I'm sorry, it was over. I understand that Bruce Cassidy said nobody was down at intermission. Guys were down. I can tell you guys were down. All right, a lot more to get into if you want to hop on board. Weigh in on the Bruins losing to the Blues. 617-779-7937 is your number. Brian Barrett with you for the next 2 hours or so right here on WEI.